Blog Talk Radio.
When you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, the Chicken Scratch, and of course get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us right now in the live chicken chat room. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk about backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sustaining lifestyle. While you're there at Blog Talk Radio, I'd also like for you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I apologize for the short delay regarding the start of the broadcast. I had just walked in. It's been a very busy day for me, getting ready for Chicks for Charity here in less than 2 weeks away, getting all of that taken care of. We got 1,100 baby chicks coming in. I'm scheduling all the foster parents, if you will, for the 1,100 chicks and doing that this morning. And I had to make a trip down to the Manna Pro Mill here in Chamblee, Georgia, to pick up a few things, some calf manna, some egg maker, some layer crumble, some poultry conditioner, and some chick starter. I got the chick starter, of course, for all the wonderful volunteers we have with the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group that have decided to foster for 100 baby chicks. So it's been busy. Just walked in the door, had to do a few things before and get settled before we broadcast live. But we are now live coming at you from Atlanta, Georgia, and up in Virginia, where my co-host, poultry advocate and author, Pat Foreman is. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. Yep, here in Virginia, it's another nice August day. So you're fostering all those baby chicks. That's really cool. And that's quite an organizational feat, I must say. How many foster chickers do you have?
We're going to end up having about 8 or 9. I believe we've had 2 people that said they could foster 200. So that'll eliminate having to have 11 each fostering 100, because we had 1,100 baby chicks coming in. It can be done. Last year, me and Jen had 700 here in the house, we had a couple of hundred that we fostered out, and so that's a lot of butts to wipe when you talk about pasty butt and checking them and you know, refilling the waters and the feeders, checking for any lethargic chicks and whatnot. So we did have the facility here to keep about 700 baby chicks, and but the most time-consuming part really was the day of the event, having to collect 700 baby chicks, putting them back into the shipping boxes and getting them over to the event, and then unloading them into the brooders we had set up. And it was a cool, brisk, early April morning. So we're hoping that on the August 28th, it won't be so cool, and I seriously doubt it will be. And so it won't be such of an issue with keeping the baby chicks warm. So, yeah, we'll have we'll end up having about, I'd say, 8 or 9 people to foster. They'll take 100 chicks, and I was picking up some chick starter for them from Manna Pro, of course, that they can have, so they wouldn't have to go out and buy a bag or make a special trip to get a bag. So I sent out emails today to everybody who had contacted me that wanted to foster these baby chicks, and I said, get your brooders sanitized and ready. I'll be giving you a call as soon as I get a call from my local post office. You can come by and pick them up, give them my address, the whole nine yards. So, yeah, it's definitely a team effort. We've got a lot of coolers donated. We're going to be, of course, the group will be providing bottled water for all our volunteers. And then we're still a little short on folding tables, but I'm sure our great volunteers and our members will come through with that. And I just got off the phone with the TC Country Feed and Seed. You can visit them online at tc-country.com. They're going to be providing a mobile store. We were just going through all of the contents that they're going to be selling there for the new baby chick owners and telling them about the setup. And so, yeah, that's why I was running a little bit late today for the radio show. I had to get all that checked off my list, and I'll be right back on it after the show ends today. How about yourself, Pat? Have you had a busy morning?
Well, back to the chicks, just for a second, Whisper. You know, they're going to grow quite a bit before the Chicks for Charity event is. They'll probably about double in size, won't they? I mean,
well,
that's 2 weeks away.
Well, we have 350 coming in this. Yeah, we'll have 350 coming in this Friday, which is a week, and then most of them will be trickling in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week.
Uh-huh. Okay. So well, I wish I were there. That would be so much fun. I mean, I'd certainly love to foster some of those little chicks and help give them away. That I can't think of anything to be quite much more fun. But maybe we can do that up here in. You know, it would be fun. What would be really interesting, Whisper, is to do that in our nation's capital when they get chickens allowed.
I would love to do that. That would be great.
Wouldn't that be something?
A lot of people have contacted me when they get wind of this. I think the national press release, we're hoping it will go out tomorrow. And So we expect, like last year, we had a good bit of media there, and other people around the country said, oh, I'd love to do this year, I'd love to do this year. The only problem is it would be quite, I would say, a financial hit for the hatcheries to donate 1,100 chicks every weekend or however often if we did this across the country. So there would have to be some other sponsors that would try to help support the cost of the chicks if we did it on a regular basis. But something like that and that big in the nation's capital when, and I don't think it's a matter of when instead of if.
I think it's a matter of when. Well, let's count on it. We can do it on the mall, on the National Mall, and we'll have all the breed associations there, and they can even do a meet, and we'll just make it a big, you know, there's no reason why they necessarily have to be given away. It could come under the things of the chicken stimulus package, you know, just making them available and doing workshops. I mean, we could almost have back-to-back workshops all day long about here's how to brew chicks and here's how you keep them alive and here's how you can use them in the garden. I mean, that could be quite an event. Ooh, gives me goosebumps. I got goosebumps.
It would be awesome. Definitely an amazing event. I'm going to answer a couple of questions here in the chat room. They were talking about, Chick Starter and whatnot. And, yes, they will be. TC Country will be selling everything the new chick owners need, brooder lamps, the bulbs, the chick starter, the waterers, the feeders. They'll have electrolytes for people already that have chicks. They'll have, you name it, bigger waterers if you want to go ahead and, you know, prepare for your started coop and your started birds. And then when you get to your coop, they're going to have everything that's needed. And they will be selling all kinds of food, the 25-pound bags, the 50-pound bags. They will be bringing some 5-pound bags as well. And, yes, if you know of a place that carries the smaller 5-pound bags, more than likely they can get in the big 50-pound bags of ManaPro as well. But I think I picked up for myself, self-use today. I got 11 bags of their layer pellets, the egg maker. I got one bag of the layer crumbles for our bannies. I got one 50-pound bag of calf manna pellets for our goats. I got two boxes of poultry conditioner that they make because that's really good for the chickens' plumage. And so we like to use that and mix it in a little bit with their feed. And then, of course, I got a couple of boxes of the 5-pound bags of the starter, again, to give to the folks that are fostering these chicks for maybe one day, maybe 2 days. And we only got, I think, two people fostering for 1 week. The rest will be next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I wanted to make sure that they had plenty of food for the baby chicks that they are volunteering to foster. So it's a big event, looking forward to it, and I will be broadcasting live that day from the event. It's going to be tricky as far as the time. We normally on Saturdays traditionally broadcast at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard on Saturdays when we have special events and on-site broadcasts. Sometimes it's 10 a.m., and I'm just trying to think, me and Jen are talking about when the ideal time broadcast the radio show that Saturday, because I will be needed setting up, breaking down, helping. Mm-hmm. We'll have two avian vets on site, one from the USDA and then one locally here from a vet locally here in Atlanta, kind of oversee the program, answering questions along with our other members. So I'll let everybody know when we actually will end up broadcasting live on that day. It may be a later show. It may be 11 to 12, actually. We may get away with doing a 10 to 11. But I'll let everybody know, and we'll be interviewing some folks. We'll interview some new baby chick owners that just took possession of their new baby chicks and are getting started. And of course, a lot of our members of our meetup group here are coming up on 1,200 members. Speaking of meetups, we had a great meetup meeting last night. Our North group, if you will, North Alpharetta group, we met at the Golden Corral last night. They got a nice meeting room, and we welcomed via webinar, via Skype, Peter Brown, a.k.a. the Chicken Doctor with First State Vet Supply, and he was there, and we were having a really good, we had a really good time, and it was fun times. Lots of people learned. We had about 30 people there, gave away lots of great door prizes, and lots of people learned everything, and we had a great time with everybody. So I had a good time last night. Now, a week from yesterday, coming up this coming Monday, I believe is on the 23rd of the month, we have our Inside the Perimeter, or our downtown Atlanta meetup group meeting. We're meeting at one of the only LEED, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure exactly what that stands for, certified buildings. It's an all-green building. It's the corporate headquarters of South Face, and they actually go out and build green homes and green buildings and office buildings and whatnot. And But they their building is apparently about as green as you can get for a corporate headquarters, and we're going to meet there at 6:30 next Monday. We'll have a guided tour of their entire facility and their grounds.
Ooh, nice.
And learn all about how they can learn how they try to be recycling programs and power. It's just going to be great. And then immediately following, we'll all get together in a room. We'll have announcements. We'll give away some door prizes and whatnot. And then some people may choose to leave at this point. Some maybe want to stay around. This was a highly requested class. But at the following, we will have a chicken processing demonstration. As many of you know, Jen and I don't consume our birds in our backyard. They are pets. We have them for eggs, fertilizer, entertainment, composting, insect control. But it's been very requested with our meetup group. So following the guided tour announcements and door prizes, that way people can come and get something out of the meeting. And then if they choose not to stay, we're going to have they're going to have two live roosters, and it'll be basically the whole process from culling from beginning to end on how to process your backyard birds if you choose to do that. It's been highly requested, and we had some people that were going to charge for this. I told people, do not bring your own birds. We will have two there that we're going to be processed anyway, and it's more of an educational program versus being a hands-on. It will be basically two demonstrations. So that'll be the following, and of course we'll have Chicks for Charity the next Saturday. Then of course we'll concentrate all our efforts on an event coming up, Eggtoberfest in Helen, Georgia. So the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group, very busy, very active group, largest in the country, 1,200 members. We've
wow.
got some great people involved, great volunteers that are helping out. We're just getting ready to design our first T-shirt for the group. I'll probably be working on that maybe a little bit today if I can find time. We've given some choices of three designs, and I think that we've come up with a good one that I've got to redesign and get that ordered maybe in time for our Chicks for Charity event. So again, one more time, apologize for being a little bit late today on the radio show, but very, very busy, lots of things going on, and wanted to make sure I was completely set up and ready to roll before I just came on and had to do things and this, that, and the other and whatnot. So thanks for being patient.
Yeah, well, we waited for you, absolutely. I know you've been super, super busy, so it's no problem. We give 10 minutes for a teaching assistant, 15 minutes for a professor, and 30 minutes for the chicken whisperer to show up. So there you go. See how you rank?
Yeah, exactly. No, I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I've just got one announcement because it's coming up pretty soon, and that is, we said it yesterday, but August 28th from 10 to noon at Edible Landscaping, they're going to present a chicken tractor workshop, and this is in Afton, Virginia. Oh, I'm getting some feedback there, Whisper. Can you hear that?
Nope, I don't hear anything. Loud and clear.
Okay, great. I'll go ahead and post this, and if they have any questions or if they want to sign up, just call 800-524-4156. 800-524-4156, and I'll go ahead and post that on the chat room. It ought to be quite a bit of fun, because they get, of course, Edible Landscape. It's a wonderful Eden paradise of a place, and just to go and be there always makes me feel better. So, feel good, but it's anyone from the D.C. area, it would be probably about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and certainly I'm going to drive up. It's about an hour for me to get over there. So hope to see everybody there.
Perfect. Excellent. Yeah, if you're in driving distance, head on out there and enjoy that. We've had them on the show. Very interesting. That was a great show when they were here on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to get Michael back. He is so knowledgeable. I mean, he is a walking encyclopedia, and just an amazing man. And he has some organic ways to manage your edible landscaping that I'd never heard of. And so maybe we ought to schedule him for some of these open days that we have. And getting back here with some of his incredibly useful and healthy information.
Absolutely. All for that. It is now time for our Chickens in the News segment. I do have a couple here I'll share with you. If you want to take a look at all of our Chickens in the News segment, they are they're on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisper, and you will see these. This one I'm going to just read real quick. It came out, it looks like, it came out on the 13th, which was a Friday, and it came to us from, where'd it come from? KCRG TV News, ABC Channel 9, And they came out here with an egg recall. And the contact for any information on this egg recall is the Egg Safety Media Hotline, which is actually here in Atlanta, 404-367-2761. The Egg Safety Media Hotline, 404-367-2761. This is the Food and Drug Administration's full release on the egg recall for immediate release August the 13th. The following statement was released by officials of Wright County Egg regarding the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's on-farm records review and egg testing for salmonella. Wright County Egg of Galt, Iowa, is voluntarily recalling specific Julian dates of shell eggs produced by their farms because they have the potential to be contaminated with salmonella. Salmonella is an organism which can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or the elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Healthy persons infected with salmonella often experience fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. In rare circumstances, infection with salmonella can result in the organism getting into the bloodstream and producing more severe illness such as arterial infections, endocarditis, and arthritis. Eggs affected by this recall were distributed to food wholesalers, distribution centers, and food service companies in California, Illinois, Missouri, Colorado, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, and these companies do distribute nationwide. The eggs are packaged under the following name brands: Lucerne, Albertson, Mountain Dairy, Ralph's, Boomsma's, Sunshine, Hillendale, Tarifaanda, Farm Fresh, Shoreland, Lund, Dutch Farms, and Kemp's. Eggs are packed in varying sizes of cartons, 6 egg cartons, 1 dozen, 18, and with Julian dates ranging from 136 to 225 plant numbers. You can get all the details here at our Facebook page. This was back on Friday. If you think you have any of these eggs that in the egg recall, and you can contact this number, 404-367-2761, for this particular egg recall. Let me scroll over here to another chickens in the news segment we have that, of course, all you can see. Chicken ordinance has residents clucking. Many cities along the Wasatch front allowing chickens in residential areas, which is one we have posted here. Let's see if we have any more that I actually want to read to you guys. I know that you have a couple of, Pat, and then let's go with yours, Pat, and then we'll get on to what we're going to be doing today, which is going to surprise everybody, but I'm sure they'll love it. So go right ahead, Pat, with your chickens in the news.
Okay. Well, the first one comes from Christine Heinrichs. She requested that we just make a note of it. And this is from the Society for the Protection of Poultry Antiquities. And that is that you can list your birds in the SPPA Breeders Directory. The Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities is compiling their 2011 edition of its Breeders Directory. And you can join now and list your birds. It says you do not have to actively be breeding birds or selling them, but the Breeders Directory documents rare and historic breeds regardless of the flock size. So even if you have just a trio in the background and it doesn't even say you have to have a rooster, if you just would like to know where some of these antique breeds are. She says it's important to know what breeds are being kept and how many there are and who is Mary Ann Harley is the manager of the SPPA Breeders Directory, and we use this opportunity to compile a census. So it's like taking the U.S. Census, only this is from your flock. And for those who are raising birds for sale, the directory is an invaluable and unique resource because it provides contact information for breeders who are maintaining the breeds that would otherwise remain totally undocumented. So since there is no breed registry for poultry, SPPA provides a service of keeping track of the various breeds. So it says all breeds and varieties can be included whether or not they're recognized by the APA or ABA. And as Dr. Lonnie Luther from Poultry Doctor and everything else said, there's over 7,000 breeds in the world. So they're not certainly all acknowledged by the APA or ABA, so there's room for a lot of different breeds to be in there. They've extended the deadline to September 15th. So you've got about 6 weeks to get in there, and forms for listing are included in the SPPA bulletin that's sent to members, or, and I'll post this on the chat room, send contact Dr. Charles Everett at 1057 Nick Watts Road, Nick Watts, N-I-T-K, Watts, W-A-T-T-S, Road, in Lugoff, L-U-G-O-F-F, South Carolina, 29078, or go to the poultrybookstore.com, and I'll post that on the chat group also, poultrybookstore.com, to join and receive a form. So any of you with those antique and heritage breeds, just go ahead and register them with them. The other one, Whisper, comes from, it's interesting because both you and I are on the first page of the American Poultry Association's July newsletter. We're in the president's message. We do get around, don't we? But as you know, I stopped by at Lucasville and met with the board members and the district members. And this is from Sam Rush that wrote this. He just says, the semi-annual at Lucasville provided an opportunity to interact with Pat Foreman, Andy Schneider's co-host on the Chicken Whisperer radio talk show. Over the weekend, the APA board had a chance to discuss the various aspects of the backyard poultry sector with Pat and to ponder opportunities for mutually beneficial relationships with those interests. And he says, while our standard bred poultry is at times fairly narrow in focus, the emergence of all the interest in backyard flocks may offer a path for more integrated efforts to take advantage of the heritage elements from some of our show chickens. He said, the standard descriptions for Leghorns, Plymouth Rocks, Orpingtons, and the rest of the recognized breeds are designed to present a complete package with both aesthetic and utilitarian, which is egg and meat production components. So it was a wonderful meeting and an honor to be able to have the opportunity to meet with them, but they hadn't really thought about how this backyard movement might be an opportunity for them, not only to expand membership, but also to get more people at shows and to kind of support their breeders because of having interest of people wanting these eye candy flocks and these eclectic mixtures of flocks in their backyards. So that's all the news I've got there, Whisper.
Good. That's great. I didn't even see that, so that's wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing. We love working with both the American Poultry Association and the American Bantam Association. They're both regular guests on the radio show. The second Monday of every month is the ABA, and the last Monday of every month is the APA. And so they come on and tell us everything that's going on with their clubs and groups and the shows, and so we love to have them on. So that's great that we got a little plug there and the president's a word from the president in their newsletter. That's great. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Sure. My pleasure. And thanks to Christine Heinrichs for sending about the Society of Protection of Poultry Antiquities information about their breeder's directory. I think that is quite an opportunity for folks. So.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What a great organization, the SPPA and the ALBC. I'm going to read a little email I got here. I'm not going to mention the names in the email, just for privacy reasons. I got made aware of this yesterday, received an email today, and I think it has to do really with educating why they wanted me to say something about on the radio show today, and so I really want to do this because I think those who own Koshins can learn a little bit about this. I own one. And Jen happens to love it very much. So I'm going to read this email and just kind of eliminate the names. But I'll just read it word for word, so I apologize if it doesn't quite flow for radio. But it seems with Koshins in particular, flies are attracted to their rear ends or vent area. With this heat and humidity and a moist vent, it is the perfect breeding ground with a source of food for the larvae when they hatch, not to mention we all know that Koshins have a hard time voiding or pooping without it getting on their feathers anyway back there before it hits the ground. I talked with blank for about 30 minutes yesterday. She, of course, would know all about this, being that they are the ones to go to shows and they sell quality Koshins and show quality Koshins. I told her that I had found my rooster dead, only hours dead after I found it, if that. checking his vent, it was already crawling with maggots, and there just hadn't been enough time for that to transpire up to that date, between the time she last saw the rooster alive and then found it deceased. She immediately told me that she has had to be diligent and check her cochins daily. She has found that a few of her birds with fly eggs actually laid on the feather shafts above the vent. There has also been some actually in and on the vent as far as fly eggs. You have to catch it early and get that bird in for a good bath with lots of soap and water. She didn't elaborate as to what kind of soap or whatnot, but they did know that Dawn dish liquid, it does a number on any bug. Lather it up, soap it up really good, let it sit, rinse really well, dry the bird's bottom, and you can use pyrethrin, and I never can pronounce that because we talked about it last night in our chat room, pyrethrin spray. Horsefly spray has it in it. I was also told by someone that, let's see, it works very well, and it says when you check their vent to bring the bird out into the sunlight, so when you're looking, you can really see because the larvae can be very, very tiny at first. You want to make sure you try to check this every day if you have cochins, or I guess even silkies for that matter. Let's see what else we've got here. The birds will show no signs of infestation bothering them until it's too late, so checking often is the key. Yep, checking often is the key, and she noticed that her rooster was just kind of sitting around the day before on his perch, but it was hot. Big birds kind of sit around, didn't think much of it, and then the next morning he was dead, and they basically had eaten him up on the inside, basically. So wanted to get this out to everybody. If you do have cochins and even the silkies, to be in the heat that's out there, that you want to check and make sure, you know, check your birds daily for this. It was brought to my attention. I promised I would broadcast it on the air, almost like, again, like we do, public service announcement to let people know that this has happened, at least for a few people are acknowledging it, including some people who show cochins and sell prize cochins. And so something, if you do, you might want to go out and check your birds today for this, being it's a much hotter than usual summer in a lot of places, and that can cause these problems. So we just want to make sure that that this word gets out, and you'll check your cochins today. So because that, you know, we want to, if you have anything like that you've seen, share it with us. Chicken Whisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. We'll try to get anything on the air that's pertinent that we think can help our listeners that are out there in chicken land. So I wanted to definitely get that on the air because I think it would be very helpful for us to know, especially those of us who keep the cochins.
Yeah. So, you know, Whisperer, I've been being very liberal with the diatomaceous earth, the DE, because I don't want them. I wonder if that would help keep the flies at bay as well. I've been doing it just as a prevention, not a cure measure, but that might be something to consider for the cochins. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess they talk about the diatomaceous earth working great for insects, flies as well. If you're coating your birds with it, or dusting your birds with it, or allowing it to dust bathe in the run where you've spread the DE out, that may help from the flies warning or attempting to actually land on the bird and maybe laying the eggs and larvae there on the bird. I can see that maybe being a possibility. Sure doesn't hurt. I know it's funny, though, out there in the bird world, people either love it or they hate it, based on what you read on the on the internet. And of course, if Dr. McCrae, love her to death, if she was on right now, she would be like, absolutely no documentation, totally unfounded. So
yeah, who's going to do the research? Nobody's going to do the research because there's no money in it. But Nick, Hidden Quail said something that it does work really well. And the other thing I do just to keep flies down is, and I have a deep, sort of a deep mulch bedding in my coop. It's a walk-in coop, and I just put a bunch of DE there, so it mixes in with that bedding. So then the chickens, I put some scratch on top, and they keep it all mixed up and fresh and aerated. But that might be a technique for some folks too, is just toss some DE in with the bedding and let the chickens mix it up. And that'll kill the larvae, because the diatomaceous earth has these really microscopic sharp edges that pierces the maggot or the larvae, and it dehydrates them so they die. So that's another technique.
Don't get me wrong.
To do.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. We've got a 50-pound bag that we keep a diatomaceous earth here. Every time we clean out the tractor specifically, Jen puts that down. And in the chicken tractor for our Koshin, we've got the Silky in there. We've got our Saramas. I think we have a Black Jap that's in there. So, she definitely spreads that out in the bedding of our chicken tractor where all of our Bantams are. So, I use it too. I was just telling people, some people love it, some people hate it. There's no really in between when it comes to DE based on who you talk to. So that's very interesting. I'll talk to the show folks, of course, at the Ohio National about that and kind of get their opinion on whether they use it a lot or not. And like I said, I'm assuming I'll find some people hate it and some people love it, and we keep it around the house. So we're ones that actually use it. We don't put it in their food. We basically put it specifically in the tractor, maybe in their nesting boxes, maybe in their bedding, in their coop, around the edges of the coop for insect control and whatnot. And that's how we use our DE. And, of course, we occasionally will coat the birds with that. And we've talked about on the radio show kind of how to do that. Being that this is one of the Tuesdays we do have open and no special scheduled guest today, I told you that I was going to make hopefully a few callers happy anyway. And what I decided to do early this morning, and I was up early. I had plenty of time to find somebody to come on the show, but I thought to myself, let's break up the week a little bit. We have guests all the time, which I'm so proud of and glad to. But I thought, you know what, let's give away some prizes today. Let's have a little fun. Kind of almost in the middle of the week on Tuesday. Terrific Tuesday, we'll call it today. And every Tuesday, by the way, is sponsored by eggcartons.com. They have actually provided us with some awesome prizes today. We'll give those away towards the very end of the show. Let me see if I can go ahead and pull up, because I want to make sure I give you the right information, the prizes that give me a second. That Scott has donated. He's out of town, so he sent this to me last week. At the very end of the show, for our grand prize, one winner is going to walk away with a 10-pack of labels, egg carton labels that says "Buy Fresh, Buy Local." And so you'll get a 10-pack of labels that say "Buy Fresh, Buy Local." That's a $17.95 value. And then, of course, you're going to walk away also with not 25, but 50. A 50-pack of our popular stock egg print cartons, and they're the gray cartons or the paper cartons. I'll read you about them right now as I pull this up. But so you'll walk away one grand prize winner at the end of the show during our chicken trivia, a 10-pack of the Buy Fresh, Buy Local labels, and then some stock print. It basically says farm fresh eggs, one dozen eggs, perishable, and they're the paper color. So they got natural colored gray, recycled fiber paper 12 egg cartons. This carton has a unique design that will make your egg stand out. It has all the nutritional information for large chicken eggs, 50 grams, and required FDA information. And it fits all egg sizes from small through extra large. And so we got the paper carton. So you'll get 50 of those, which is actually a value of $21.95. So you're one person is going to walk away with 50 egg cartons at the end of the show, and a 10-pack of the Buy Fresh, Buy Local packages. And then throughout the show, I'm going to be giving away via Chicken Trivia some awesome Chicken Whisperer gear. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got some awesome Chicken Trivia questions for everybody, and you can call in. Go ahead and write the number down now, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. 3237. We'll come back and we'll have some chicken trivia and give away some awesome prizes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this short break.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallburkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallburkey.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651. Or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Chicken Whisperer and all of our sponsors. I want to let everybody know the webcam is now up and running. So you can let me explain kind of how to do that for our folks using the chat room. If you're in the chat room right now, if you look over to the right side of the screen, you have a whole list of all the people participating in the chat room. At the very, very, very top, you'll see the word Chicken Whisperer. Right next to that is a little icon of a webcam. Just click on that and the video should pop right up. Waving to you live right now from the studio. You can see the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer banner behind me. So that's what you do. Just go over there to the list of participants in the chat room. Go to the very top. Right next to Chicken Whisperer, it's got the little webcam icon. Because I'll show you some of these prizes that we're going to be giving away today as well. So there you go. Webcam is up and running. Let me go ahead and open up my chicken trivia questions for today. Let me see if I can find them. Which email that I received them here. There we go. Trivia. All righty. Some of these are a little bit easier than others. Some are a little bit more difficult than others. But we're going to start off, get my list here in order, with the ever so popular, flying off the shelves, great value of the world, Chicken Whisperer t-shirt. Let me tell you, if you've ever priced t-shirts, especially custom t-shirts, $15, $20, $25, $30. Concert t-shirts are what, $30 or $40? Insane. I spent months trying to find good deal on t-shirts, good quality at a price we can all afford. I ain't going to buy a t-shirt that if it's $20, $25. I can tell you that right now. So $10 retail in our store, chickenwhisperer.com. Somebody today is going to get one. There you go in the webcam. You can see it right there. It's got the big logo on the front. At the very bottom, it says our slogan, Power to the Poultry. Power to the Poultry below our logo. So some lucky winner is going to win a Chicken Whisperer t-shirt if they know the answer to the very first question. We're going to take caller number 10 for this one because you'll be able to find this out very quickly. Some already know it by heart. Caller number 10 to 347-637-3237 if you know. Who is the current president of the ABA, the American Bantam Association? Who is the current president of the American Bantam Association? If you know that and you're calling number 10 and you know the right answer, You're going to walk away with an awesome Chicken Whisperer t-shirt. Wear it with pride. And tell everybody about the Chicken Whisperer when they say, hey, what's a Chicken Whisperer all about? And then normally, now I just hand them a business card and say, there you go, visit the website, thanks, see you later. Because you can get into some long conversations in the grocery store line about the Chicken Whisperer and what we do to promote sustainable lifestyle and backyard poultry. So I'm like, here's my card, go to the website, knock yourself out, read all about it.
Oh dear, that's very funny. I don't know why. But.
Just continuing on. So there's about a 30-second delay in the chat room. So we're waiting for people to call 347-637-3237. If you know who is the current president of the ABA, the American BAM Association. Now it's funny that me and Pat talk about this a lot. We're thinking, okay, it's funny on Google and Yahoo and Scroogle and WebCrawler and Bing. During the 12 o'clock hour Eastern time, when they go and see who searched for what, they're saying, how come all these people search for chicken stuff between 12 and 1?
That is very funny. Well, I confess I'm right there on the search engines with them as we talk along. And
oh,
I
yeah.
just, I'm so, I mean, it's almost like instant manifestation of any question you have. You just type it in and there it is. What an age we live in. I mean, I am still so impressed with where the technology that we have available so cheaply and so universally. Anyway.
It is. It is truly amazing, the technology.
I mean, look at your Facebook page, Whisper. I mean, 5,000 people you've got just with Facebook. I mean, that's an incredible network. So.
Yeah, I looked this week, our Facebook page, a little over 5,200 fans. We're getting approximately... approximately 20,000 hits on our Facebook page every single month. 20,000
oh,
plus. I think it was 22,000 last I checked, and we're just about the top easily. 100,000 hits on our chickenwhisperer.com website per month. 100,000 on that last time I checked for that. And the census still is kind of the same, where our number one listener is still. Women basically between 35 and 55 is about 75% of our listening base, actually. So I have a lot of men out there listening, but still about 70% is women between 35 and 55. And so, again, the question again, who is the current president of the ABA? And we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines right now. Give me 1 second. Going to get this down. Let me get into the chat room here for just a second and torment those a little bit. Okay, perfect. Hey, it says Cream City Chicken said her boyfriend wore his CW shirt to the Wisconsin Fair and this past week and got a ton of compliments. Thanks, CW. Awesome. And I got a lot of compliments on Facebook about the ManaPro prize pack. Everybody's loving the ManaPro prize pack. It comes with a wall thermometer. It comes with a koozie. Comes with a pen. Comes with, let's see, probably a hat, maybe a Frisbee. $5 off coupon for ManaPro product, ManaPro prize pack. Everybody is actually loving those as well. Okay, heading over to the phone lines. Caller calling in from area code 315, 315, if you'll state your name and tell me what state you're calling from, please.
Hi, Andy. My name is Leah. I'm calling from New York.
Leah from New York. Let me get this down here from New York. We'll Facebook this after the show. We'll be like, Leah in New York and Jim in Wisconsin and Mike in California, all one today big on the show. So Leah in New York. And, of course, I'll give you a call after the show to get all your shipping information. And, of course, that'll T-shirt will go into the pile over here if you know the answer to who is the current president of the ABA.
I'm going with Jeff Halbach.
That is correct. It is Jeff. Great guy. He's been on the show many times, and we're pretty doing lots of hard work over there at the ABA. In fact, you can see our full-page color ad on the inside cover of their brand-new 2010 yearbook. So proud of that. It looks so good. So glad we had the opportunity to support the ABA with that ad. And in return, by giving us that space, so they, you know, by us donating for that space, they and having it allowed we can support them and they can support the radio show. So thank you very much, ABA, for that. And congratulations to Leah in New York. Do you have chickens, Leah?
I do. I actually have one bantam, and the rest are just standard breeds. I have a little silver Seabright.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
They're so sweet.
He is.
What's its
How
name?
How many chickens do you have?
Her name is Eunice. I call her Uni because on her comb she just has one little spike that sticks up, so she looks kind of like a little unicorn. And I have 14. I'm actually outside today building a new coop, and I'm taking a break. So I came in to listen to the radio, and then I'm headed back out to finish it up.
Wow, thanks for joining
us. Thank you very much. Congratulations. And, of course, when I call you, Lilith, this afternoon, don't let me forget, because I always forget this. I'm so concentrating on getting the address, and it's not the best thing, and it's not the funnest thing for me to do, especially when I talk to the wonderful young ladies. But I will have to get the size. So don't tell me now, but I will. Don't let me forget that, because the reason why I'm telling you is I always forget to get the size. I'm so concentrating on the shipping address. So I'll call you after the show and get all that information. Congratulations, and thanks for playing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
right,
Leah.
There we have it, our very first winner, Pat.
Yeah, well, that was a good one. That was a good one. You're getting very creative on these trivia questions here at Whisper.
Well, I can't take credit for it. I have, as many of you know, and I don't think I've actually announced this on the radio yet, but I will in just a moment. I did about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, Jen talked me into... for all lack of better terms, hire a personal assistant. Y'all know it's Christina Duncan, and does a great job for me, and she helps with a lot of the things that just to help my time plate, whether it be answering emails, answering phone calls, you know, things like that, scheduling things, creating these flyers for our events. It's awesome. So this morning I told her exactly what I was going to do for the show, and there she is. She posts things in the message board for us all, and she just emailed me with the trivia question. So, no, I cannot take credit for that. I will not take credit for that if it's not something that I can. So not a problem. We thank Christina for doing that. And don't think I announced this on the radio show. Remind me if I'm wrong, Pat, but I've got a new publicist. I know I put it on our Facebook page, but I don't think I've actually announced it on the air.
You did yesterday, but she's with Roadrunner. Is that it? Kathy Acorn?
Yeah,
I think
perfect.
You said?
Yeah, Kathy Horn, and she's with Roadrunner Talent and Media, so very good. I just couldn't remember, which is not uncommon for me. If people know me, they know. They'll get a call from me at 10:30 at night, and the first thing I say is, well, since I was thinking about it, I decided to call you because I knew I'd forget by tomorrow. you might get a call anytime. Okay, let's go to our next question. Got the phone lines clear and open. 347-637-3237. And this next prize is going to be for this is really popular too. I'm surprised I still have one in stock when I was looking over, a Chicken Whisperer mouse pad. This show is primarily broadcast over the internet. So if you're listening, you have a mouse. You have a mouse pad more than likely. And so you can get this really nice. Let me see if I've got it. Hang on a minute. I didn't pull it out of the box over there. Give me a second. Show everybody in the chat room. Hang on a minute.
Uh-oh. He's scrounging through the boxes now. You're not sure what he's going to come up with. I mean, it might be a bumper sticker. It might be a license plate holder. It might be a mouse pad. Might be a T-shirt. Might be a mug. Might be a bracelet. Might be a hat. Might be, I don't know, a comb. Harry's got it.
I'm back. You still there, Pat?
Yeah, I was just going over a list of some of the things that you have as Chicken Whisperer gear. I mean, the T-shirts, mugs, combs. I don't know if you have comb, actually. Not license plate holder, mouse pads, shirts. You got to get the little logo patches you can sew onto jerseys. Just all kinds of things.
Absolutely. Tons of watches. Man, the watch is awesome.
And watches.
It's on the ticket. Watches, yeah. Here's the mouse pad, folks. There you go. Nothing
nice
really, that you wouldn't think. There you go. And it's a good thick one, too. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The Chicken Whisperer logo there right across the front goes awesome. So that's what the next winner is going to win, Chicken Whisperer Mouse Pad, the ever so popular. The next question is, what parasite only feeds on the chicken at night? What parasite
Ooh.
Only feeds on the chicken at night? If you know the answer to that, we'll take caller number seven, lucky number seven. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Thank you, Love for Poultry, posting that in the chat room. Ooh, what parasite only feeds on the chicken at night? That's what we're looking for. We'll take caller number lucky seven. You'll win the mouse pad, Chicken Whisperer mouse pad. So every day, that will remind folks actually to listen every single day as they look down at the mouse pad around 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to take caller number seven. Let me get over here to the switchboard. As the numbers light up. Today is Terrific Tuesday. We did not have a guest scheduled, so we've decided to make our listeners happy and have some fun and have some chicken trivia contest today. Every Friday is Fun Friday, folks, and we do give away a lot of prizes on Fridays from all of our sponsors, including Chicken Whisperer Gear. And so being Terrific Tuesday, we thought we'd give out some more prizes and make some other folks happy. Have a little fun. Call in. Chicken trivia. Have a little fun. So we'll have Pat ask one of her trivia questions here after we finish this one. What parasite only feeds on the chickens at night? That's what we are looking for. So it looks like we've got one more in the queue here. Now we're about to go to the phone lines. The secret password today is waddle. The secret password today is waddle. Alrighty, it's time to go to the phone lines to see who might win this awesome Chicken Whisperer mouse pad. Caller, you're calling. You're live on the air. Caller from area code 765. Area code 765.
One and three eighths, one and a half.
Maybe
okay.
Hello, caller from 765.
Yeah.
Okay, that just means we go to the next
I heard
caller,
something so. There earlier, Whisper. I don't know. He was saying something. Are you there?
I'm not really. I'm here. You there?
No, I don't mean you. Gone. I mean the caller.
Nope.
I can see
Hung
her
up
there.
On him.
Okay. There you go.
Yep, I am here. So let's go. Let me erase that number here. Name the only – what parasite only feeds on the chicken – at night. That's what we're looking for. Okay. Hang on 1 second. Let's see if this caller may know the. They popped up here. If we don't go to seven, then we, of course, go to eight. Or at least whatever it shows, eight on my switchboard. Here we go. All righty, caller calling in from area code 815. You're on the air. State your name and what state you're calling from, please. We're not having too much good luck here, Pat, from area code.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and try this again. It looks like they may have called back in. So let's see if the Welcome back, caller, from area code 765. If you'll state your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Kyle from Indiana.
Kyle from Indiana.
Indiana, Hoosier.
Yeah.
Hoosier on
the line. Well, I'm actually a Boilermaker.
Oh, me too. I'm a Boilermaker. That means he went to Purdue, for those of you who don't know Indiana and Hoosier land. Yeah, what school did you go to?
High school.
No, it's Purdue.
Yes, I went to Purdue.
What degree did you get, or what topic?
Technology degree is what I got.
Ah, yeah. Well, Purdue's great for that. When I was going to Purdue, there was a saying that I still don't appreciate, but they said they used to send the pigs to college and the girls to market. Meaning they'd send their daughters so they could find a husband, and then they'd send the pigs in to do research on them. So, that tells you how long ago I went to Purdue. Anyway, so what do you think the answer is to Whisper's question here?
I have no idea. I got closed out of it, and I called back in. It kind of went to a weird commercial. What was the question?
What parasite only feeds on the chicken at night?
I would guess a mite.
That is correct. I've got specifically, do you know specifically? We're going to take that because it is a mite.
No, I don't know a specific
one. It's a color.
Yep.
I would say a color, a black.
Yeah. No. He got mite, though, Whisper. Come on.
He did. Yeah, we're going to give that to him. Hey, 600 is a lot. Black mite is a lot closer than 600 is to 800. So we're going to go ahead and give that to you.
Yes, everybody wins. You know my philosophy. Everybody wins.
Did you say number or?
Who keeps track of the mite's color anyway? Go ahead.
The red mite. Yep, the red mites do that. And so, Kyle, I'll give you a call after the radio show. You've won a Chicken Whisperer mouse pad. And I will try to get that out to you today. So I'll give you a call after the show and get your shipping address from you. And we appreciate you calling in and listening and participating in the show today. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Let me see exactly if I have another really good one here we can go to. This is a good one here. Let me do one more pack. We've got plenty here.
Sure.
We've got, I'm going to do this one, and then we'll do the Mac Daddy here in just a second. So we're going to take caller number five for this one. Caller number five, what is the incubation period for turkey eggs? What is incubation period for turkey eggs? Yeah, we all know chicken, it's 21 days for chicken. But what is the incubation period for turkey eggs? 347-637-3237. Call in now if you know the answer. Call number 5-347-637-3237, and you will win. This is a hot item, let me tell you. Everybody always comments on this. Let me get over to where I can see the this will be for the brand new, because we've only had about three out there, Chicken Whisperer poster. It's got the big Chicken Whisperer logo at the top. At the bottom it says, "Don't bother me when I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer." So it is an awesome, awesome poster. You can hang it on your door at work. You can hang it on your cubicle at work. You can hang it on the wall at your home or next to your computer at home. But it's a nice size poster. It's got the logo at the top and says, "Don't bother me when I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer." We're going to take call number five. If you know, what is the incubation period for turkey eggs? That's what we're looking for the poster. And, of course, it will ship out today. Let me get my pile of goodies here ready for, in fact, the next contest. We'll probably have the grand prize winner and do the eggcartons.com next. I've got to pick a question out for that one. So, perfect. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're a first-time listener, we hope you enjoy what you're listening to. You can get our current show schedule at our radio show homepage at chickenwhisperer.com. Just go to chickenwhisperer.com, click on the radio show page. You'll be able to see our schedule. All our regularly scheduled guests tomorrow, being Wednesday, is going to be the third Wednesday of the month, The Living Garden with Jane Jensen. That'll be tomorrow here on Backyard Poultry on Thursday. We've got Poultry Today with Dr. McRae. She'll be talking about small flock management. And then, of course, as always, we'll have another awesome, fun Friday. We've made it through another week on Friday together, and we'll be giving away some more awesome prizes on Friday. So let me go over here to the message board, and we're going to go down here to caller number five.
Oh, the suspense.
Here we go.
Oh.
I'm telling you what. Woo. All righty. Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show. Caller calling in from area code 815. 815. You're live on the air. Tell us what your name is and what state you're calling from, please.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, how are you? You're live on the air. Just state your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Sorry about that. This is Jody calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, Tony. Milwaukee. You got the best beer out there, is that right?
Yes, we do.
I'm from Milwaukee, and I ought to know. I remember that jingle from the old commercials. Okay. Do you know the answer to the question, Tony?
I think 28 days.
Whisper?
That's exactly what I have, 28 days.
Yeah, it can. We found it can range from 27 to 29, but usually the 28 days is the best rule of thumb to go by. So good job. Good job, Tony.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Tony from Wisconsin has won. It's our third giveaway today. Thank you. Do you have chickens, Tony?
No, I don't have any right now. We're working to get our ordinance changed, actually.
Good for you. How can we help?
Right now we're at the point where we're just trying to raise awareness, and we're probably going to go to city council in spring.
Okay. Well, Tony, let me know, and we'll send copies of City Chicks that can talk about how chickens can help save taxpayer dollars through the solid waste management budget. So that always gets their attention when we talk about saving taxpayer dollars during these days. So,
thank you, Pat. I might have fun.
There's a whole chapter in it in City Chicks. So again,
okay.
call me later if you want, and I can give you some more information about it.
Okay, will do.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Thank you. All righty, very good. Just calling in left and right today. Let me tell you, that's great.
Yeah.
We're going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have our final and grand prize question for the eggcartons.com grand prize winner for today's chicken trivia. You'll win 50 egg cartons and a 10-pack of labels for your egg carton that say buy fresh, buy local from eggcartons.com. So we'll be back right after this short break. Stay with us.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It looks like Dr. McCray just joined us in the chat room. If you're not familiar, Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, joins us on the first and third Thursdays of every month. In fact, she'll be joining us this Thursday, and the topic is going to be small flock management. So howdy, Professor. Welcome to the show. Pat was just getting ready to share a chicken trivia question with us, and this is for our grand prize package from eggcartons.com. You will win 50 egg cartons and a 10-pack of labels that say Eat Fresh, Eat Local from eggcartons.com. And so I believe I was going to give Pat the honors for the grand prize for today of our chicken trivia contest. We didn't have a scheduled guest today, so I wanted to have a little fun, have a little chicken trivia, and get some of our gear out there and these great prizes that we have. So wanted to go over, and it is now Pat's time to ask the grand prize question for chicken trivia. Pat.
Okay. Well, thanks, Whisper. This is one that it comes from one of the talk shows, and according to Jane Jensen of Living Gardens, about how long will lettuce seeds last in the freezer storage when kept in an airtight container? About how long will lettuce seeds last in a freezer storage when kept in an airtight container? And of course, I'm going to take a range for the answer.
Let me think. I'm going to guess, Pat. I'm going to say probably between between 1 day and 100 years. How about that's my answer? Between one
okay,
day.
Okay, I'm
and 100
sorry. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that doesn't quite cut it, but it's the average time, of course. But I would still give you a prize, Whisper. I would give you a medal for even showing up and guessing how long lettuce seeds will last in the freezer when kept in an airtight container. I'll send you a City Chicks mug.
There you go. We'll take caller number 5-347-637-3237. That's again 347-637-3237. She shared that with us on the radio show, and
you know, technically speaking, your answer is correct. So.
I know it is. Between you were going to take a range between 1 day and 100 years. I mean, you know, hey, our regular listeners know that on 1 day, and I got a lot of flack from it, especially from Pablo. And because I think it was the average number of eggs a hen lays or something in 4 years, 5 years. And I was thinking maybe, you know, we'll give it to you if you're within 25, maybe even 50. And then I think Pablo said maybe 600. The answer was 800 or something. It was like 200 off. And I was just like, oh.
Well, it depends on the breed.
That is true. And so I told Pablo, I said, Pablo, buddy, I love you, but I wouldn't have given it to you, that's for sure.
Well, see, gosh, what can I say? Okay, we'll still give you a prize.
Kyle said mites, which, you know, it was a red mite.
That's right. Maybe
So we did cut him some slack a little bit for that one, because he actually did get mite there. So, So let's there you go. Let me go over the switchboard.
Well, we're grateful they just show up, Whisper. Much less call in. That's pretty amazing.
I don't see a lot of people calling in. This may be one that's very, very difficult for people.
Ooh.
It's not sure, so maybe we are.
Well, give a hint. It's in the single digits, and this range is for to have a 50% germination rate, approximately a 50% germination rate. So, yeah, there have been seeds found in Egyptian tombs that are still viable of certain varieties of plants, but so they're going to be thousands of years old. But this is just for your lettuce seeds you collect out in the garden, and you process them a little bit and put them in the freezer. You don't need to do that every year. About how often do you want to refresh those seeds? I was impressed by this, by the way. That's why I remembered it.
Well, that helped, because we got a lot more people calling in on that. Of course, we are running on a little delay, live radio, so we're going to go to the chat room. Not the chat room, but the right now. Let's go to the phone lines. All righty, and this is a local listener, area code 770. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you'll please state your name, and we know you're calling from Georgia.
Stephanie?
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I'm good. Lucky Chick in the chat room. I'm Lucky Chick.
Lucky Chick. Good, awesome. Good handle.
Okay, I'm guessing 1 to 2 years.
Oh, it's longer than that. It's about it's a little more than, it's quite a bit more than that, but it's still in the single digits. So,
Okay. Well, my next guess was double digits, so I don't know the answer.
No, it's less than double digits, more than what you said. Sorry. I'm so sorry, Stephanie.
Thanks for letting me chat.
No problem. Thanks. Great. Thanks
okay,
for listening.
Lucky.
Have a great one. All righty. Perfect here. Okay, great. Very good. If you want to try it, 347-637-3237. If not, we'll just save it. Just a reminder, folks, that we are right smack dab in the middle of our password collection for Poultry Protection Chicken Coop Contest, which is being brought to you by MyPetChicken.com and Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We have a beautiful, beautiful chicken coop that one person is going to win on Friday, September the 10th. We started the show, we started the contest yesterday, and every day for the next 20 days, every show, I will be announcing a secret password sometime during the show from the very beginning to the very end, sometime. And we will take a particular caller on Friday, September 10th, meaning, say, I think last time we took caller number 50, and then you had to recite all 50 of the passwords. And so, and you won this beautiful coupe. It's valued at, I believe, $400. So we can't just give it to you for something easy, but you gotta get those. Now, you don't have to listen live every day. You can listen to the archives. If you want to, you can actually, the day before, on September 9th, you can listen to all 20 shows and get all 20 passwords if you want to, and then be it, you know, try to call in on the 10th. So we have already issued the password for today. And we have issued the password yesterday, and we'll continue that every day during the show. For the next 20 days, we will issue a secret password sometime during the radio show. Just collect those, and then on the Friday, the September 10th, we'll open the phone lines towards the end of the show. You know, be the lucky caller and recite all 20 correctly, and you'll win this beautiful coupe from MyPetChicken.com. Also want to remind everybody, a new sponsor, hopefully by the end of this week we'll have their commercials up and running. That is Crazy K Farm, makers of the Hen Saver, Hen Apron, Hen Saddle. So if you have a hen that happens to be your rooster's favorite and it's working her over, pulling out the feathers, you know, just really rough, then you can get some of these. I know Pat uses these as well. Or if you free range your birds and you're concerned about some hawk attacks, they can help prevent the damage from a hawk attack by using these. And like you said, Pat, you love the ones with the eyeballs all over them. As the predator looks down, there's a predator looking right back up at them, and it may deter them as well. Crazy K Farm, makers of the Hen Saver, Hen Apron, Hen Saddle, new sponsor of the radio show, and we're going to have Toby on here in the next couple of weeks to tell us all about her business. And we're going to wrap it up today. Again, I'm sorry I was a little late today. It's been so hectic, but I wanted to make sure I had everything right for the show before we just came on live. I want to thank you for tuning in. All of our first-time listeners, tune in tomorrow for The Living Garden with Jane Jensen, Thursday with Dr. Bridget McRae, and another fun Friday with lots of great prizes this coming Friday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pat?
Well, Whisper, aren't you going to get the answer to the question? We have a minute left.
We can save it. Or we can save it for next time. We can have people try to research it and look it up, and then have actually have the question, because I don't have any other new callers here that wanted to take a gander at it.
Okay. Well, given this is such an esoteric question, I'm going to go ahead and give the answer, if that's all right, because it is amazing.
Great.
It is 5 to 7 years you can keep your – you save your seeds in the freezer and then use them again. So there you go. Go out and start saving seeds. That's the –
Great.
So go ahead.
No, I said great. Perfect.
Okay, so end of another show. We want to thank all our sponsors, and Whisper, thank you for bringing us together. Thanks to the chat room Chickeneers and our listeners for tuning in. And, of course, thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing these services. As always and forever, may the flock be with you. God bless everybody. Thank you.